This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming in second hour, we're going to be joined by the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. Check in with them. See what's going on. Right now, the president is getting quite a bit of blowback by using the term fake news. And he's also getting a lot of blowback for saying fake news is the enemy of the American people. Most of the blowback, of course, is coming from the fake stream legacy media. He tweeted, "The fake news media failing New York Times, NBC News, ABC, CBS, CNN is not my enemy. It is the enemy of the American people." As you might imagine, the folks with the blemish-free skin and the perfectly, you know, brushed hair accused the president of being some sort of a tin-pot dictator trying to silence and intimidate the press. Former Washington Post reporter described the president's tweet using words like authoritarian and dangerous and insidious. New York Times was especially aggrieved by his tweet, writing, "The language that Mr. Trump deployed on Friday is more typically used by leaders to refer to hostile foreign governments or subversive organizations. It also echoed the language of autocrats who seek to minimize dissent." This is the same revered news organization that once whacked poetically about the flossing habits of President Obama and commemorated his 50th birthday with a stomach-churning essay that read like a cheap romance novel. Coming from New York Times writer Denise Grady, "His brow is mostly smooth. His chin is firm. His neck taut." Fact of the matter is that the legacy media truly is the enemy of we the people. They hold us in contempt. They treat us like we're a bunch of backwater bigots. Folks that write our daily newspapers and broadcast the evening news are of the same mindset as Hillary Clinton and President Obama. They believe we're just a big old basket of irredeemable, gun-toting, Bible-cleaning, bitter deplorables. And as much as they hate those of us who cherish traditional American value, they absolutely loathe President Trump because he's an easy representation of us to them. So I doubt that we'll see the New York Times swooning over Mr. Trump's golden mane or his flossing habits. The Fourth Estate is indeed the opposition party. And I believe they are complicit in spreading disinformation and propaganda to destabilize the Trump presidency. To be honest, though, you know, as a Second Amendment advocate, I have been dealing with fake news all of my time doing this. And I have a problem with the term fake news. I just kind of think what we should call it, you know, what it really is, which is lying. Lying. Now, I believe that everybody has the right to peacefully protest anything or anyone that they want, even if it's something really stupid, like protesting the enforcement of immigration laws, because people aren't illegal. You have the right to do that, no matter how wrong-headed that is. And I also believe that employers have the right to fire people who skip work without permission. So what follows is perfectly good, okay. It's perfectly good, okay with me. From Avalon Zoppo, which is a real name, NBC News, more than 100 protesters across the country were fired from their jobs after skipping work to take part in last week's Day Without Immigrants demonstration. In Nolensville, Tennessee, nearly 20 employees of Bradley Coatings Incorporated, a commercial painting company, were laid off. At Ben's Kosher Delicatessen Restaurant and Caterers in Long Island, New York, 25 workers were fired Friday. When they returned to work, police escorted the workers from the restaurant, most of whom were undocumented and had worked there for years. There are also layoffs here in South Carolina and Oklahoma and Colorado. And we know about it because the mainstream, fake stream legacy media doesn't think that illegal aliens should lose their jobs for skipping work to protest laws they don't like. I happen to think that that particular attitude was pretty stupid, considering a few things. If I were living in a country illegally, I probably wouldn't want to draw attention to myself by skipping out of my job to protest that country's laws. I wouldn't presume that I had a right to that job or any job in a place where I wasn't supposed to be living in the first place. There is no other country on the planet that openly condones that. None. None that condones it and none that tolerate it. So, I don't know if that makes it racist. Am I racist for saying that? I might be racist. And to finish off, open it up. I've been, you know, I wanted to be here, but I just, you know, President's Day and everything. There's a bunch of Democrats who are so unhappy with President Trump. They've moved on from talks of impeachment. Now they're bringing up the 25th Amendment as a way to get rid of the commander-in-chief. One such Democrat is Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who recently said that if Trump doesn't start acting presidential, the 25th Amendment could come onto play. She told CNN on Friday the 25th Amendment is there to provide a backstop if, in fact, the president becomes incapacitated. Now, we get this from Brian York. The resistance is looking at Section 4 of the 25th Amendment, which would allow the vice president and a majority of cabinet officers, or the vice president and a majority of such other bodies Congress may law by law provide, to declare the president unable to serve, making the vice president the acting president. If there's a disagreement, say the president believes he is able to serve and the vice president and a majority of the cabinet or the other body doesn't, then Congress decides who will be president. Anchor Brianna Keeler then wanted clarification as to whether Speier believed Trump to be incapacitated. She said, well, I think we've got to be very careful. He needs to start acting presidential. He needs to start recognizing that as president, you don't go around and shoot down the media as if it's some kind of game you're playing. You don't take on people saying nasty things about them. You don't take foreign leaders and hang up the phone with them or besmirch them. He's got to get a grip. And so the 25th Amendment is there if a president becomes incapacitated. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Everything she just mentioned is words, talking. It's talking. And who's to decide whether he's acting presidential or not? I'm very happy with the way he's acting. They better not pull that. They better not pull that one. That would be a bad, bad play on their part. A very, very bad play. When we get back, since they're very concerned nowadays about the immigrants. You know, Elian Gonzalez was a dreamer too. You know, we're going to talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to primary weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And I want to welcome new sponsor, Gun Winner. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Gunwinner.com, if you've never checked it out, if you want to register for the free stuff, go register for the free stuff. There's plenty of deals there as well, a lot of discounted stuff. Check them out, Gunwinner.com. Now then, who remembers Elian Gonzalez? I remember Elian Gonzalez because I was sort of upset about the picture of that Border Patrol guy guns up on the uncle. And Elian. The fake news was that the Trump administration was considering using 100,000 National Guardsmen to round up illegal aliens, which was then thoroughly debunked, except in the minds of those who screeched. But there was a memo. The memo was a DHS draft memo that was never put forward for serious consideration, nor did it mention the figure 100,000. The hyperventilating Associated Press put the fake news out that it was an actual plan, one smidgen short of an imminent executive order. Trump said the report was false. The Pentagon said the report was false. So who was considering this? Possibly the janitorial staff who found it in the garbage can. Immigration Customs Enforcement arrested over 700 illegals in recent operations and reported that they are doing exactly what they did under Obama. ICE reports that some 75% of these illegals had criminal records. They should be deported to protect American citizens like Kate Steinle, murdered in the sanctuary city of San Francisco. Obama used to tout his record number of deportations. ICE reports that one 2012 operation netted 350% more illegals than recent raids. In April 2012, they arrested more than 3,100 illegals with criminal records. Problem was that the Obama deportees kept coming right back over the unsecured border. An illegal that was deported four more times was counted as four more deportations. Okay. So undaunted by the facts, the fake news outlets like CNN, they weave tales of children living in fear that ICE will shatter their dreams with that proverbial midnight knock on the door. Here we have this. Donald Trump's win shattered the dreams that ignited the fears of hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants known as dreamers. They are the young children who were brought to the United States by their parents as children. This population, which the American Immigration Council says is roughly 1.8 million, feels exceptionally vulnerable under a Trump presidency because many came out of the shadows when Obama offered them temporary legal presence through executive action in 2012. Now, with the president-elect who promised to deport the undocumented, the fear of deportation is more real than ever. Except Trump is not doing that to children. That's the part they leave out. Time was when leftist Democrats like Clinton shared Trump's dream of family reunification for illegal alien families on the other side of the border. She should know about deportation since she was first lady when presidential hubby William Jefferson Clinton returned a young Elian Gonzalez to his father in Cuba. At gunpoint, literally. As recent as June 2014, when unaccompanied minor children were being ferried by coyotes under contract north on the tops of boxcars in which the GOP presidential contender Jeb Bush said was an act of love, Hillary Clinton told CNN such children should be quickly returned to their foreign parents to send a message. She said, and I quote pantsuit, they should be sent back as soon as it can be determined who the responsible adults in their family are because there are concerns about whether all of them can be sent back. But I think all of them that can be should be reunited with their families. She added that the United States must do more to confront the violence in the region and strengthen border security. But we have to send a clear message that just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean your child gets to stay. We don't want to send a message that is contrary to our laws or encourage more children to make that dangerous journey. She said they should be sent back as soon as possible. Which is what Donald Trump is saying, except it's bad if Donald Trump says it. We don't want to encourage more children to make this trip, which is what Donald Trump is saying. He wants to go further by building some type of wall. Saudi Arabia is building one. Israel's already built one. And he's interpreting the 14th Amendment as written, an amendment to guarantee freed slaves, not illegal aliens, their U.S. citizenship. President Bill Clinton was also for family reunification. You can look at the alien Gonzalez case. You know, he was this six-year-old back in Thanksgiving 1999 when they found him off the coast hanging onto an inner tube after his mother drowned in the attempt, drowned trying to get him to freedom. Alien's father, who was separated from his wife at the time, chose to stay behind in Cuba. And young Elian was seized April 22nd, 2000, because Gonzalez's Miami relatives had refused to surrender him to authorities. He was actually, his relative stateside actually had lawful custody of them, and Eric Holder, who was then a undersecretary, some sort of assistant attorney general, he made it all good. He made it okay to forcibly enter the home of American citizens to snatch a child to be returned to the warm embrace of Castro in communist Cuba. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals had ruled that once the INS chose a guardian, the guardianship could not be changed. And on December 1st, 1999, they asserted that Miami-based Uncle Lazaro Gonzalez was now Elian's legal custodian. So Holder decided on his own that the court ruling and the INS determination were both invalid and that Elian would be returned to his father. Nice metric, nice optic for that stuff. That's what that was. Don't look at us. We've never snatched anybody at gunpoint like that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Do you see it on the website? That means it's in stock at a highly discounted price. Check them out. We were browbeat for the last 8 years being told that we were not exceptional, that we were not different, that we were not special. So I bring this to you from an anonymous source. I choose not to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I want to take the calculated risk to dream and to build, to fail or succeed, to daily breathe the blessed air of freedom. I refuse to barter incentive for dole. I prefer challengers of life to guaranteed existence, the thrill of fulfillment to the calm of utopia. I will not trade freedom for beneficence, nor my dignity for a handout. I will never cower before any master, nor bend to any threat. It is my heritage to audaciously stand erect, proud and unafraid, to think and act for myself, to enjoy the benefits of my creation, and to face the world boldly and say, "This I have done." The fact of the matter is, you can't be free as long as you have your hand out. You'll never experience fulfillment when you've traded your dignity for a pitiable government dole. When you flinch, when you filch, when you take from the productive labor of your fellow citizens while you contribute nothing. This incentive-killing parasitic existence is relentlessly promoted by the leftists slash socialists in Europe and socialists masquerading as Democrats over here. Their only goal is the maintenance and expansion of a permanent underclass, forever independent and unproductive, that keeps them in power. And it is sounding death bells for all of Western civilization, begun by our courageous ancestors in ancient Greece who threw off the bondage of slavery so many centuries ago. Now the leftists are inviting us all to become slaves once more. They just want to bring us together into common bondage. Just as these socialists are deathly afraid of audacious, productive, and independent citizens, they're even more afraid of us when we are armed. How can they presume to take care of us when we're convinced that we don't need them? So we finally have a president who does not cater to losers and who does not suffer seedy provocateurs. And liberals are having to reluctantly confront the disturbing fact that some of us don't want to be slaves, and they're scared to death. Thomas Jefferson said, "I prefer dangerous liberty to peaceful slavery." I think I have to put myself in that category as well. One thing I've been noticing, I talked to Mike Parks today, and the Glockzilla 10mm is just about done, and it's about to be coming back to me, and that's going to be fun. Nine millimeter 45 ACP, that's probably the two biggest calibers in semi-automatic cartridges today. Every once in a while, though, the oldies will make a play for mainstream success again. And right now, two such rounds that are doing that are 10mm and 44 Special. They've both ridden the heights of popularity. But then they tumble out of favor for some reason, but they have since returned to some success in recent years. As Gun Culture 2.0 ascends and discovers the quirky 10mm and the 44 Special cartridges, the question remains, what's bringing them back to life? The 10mm's first heyday came in the late 1980s after the infamous FBI Miami shootout in 1986. They decided to go with the 10mm. When that happened, even Sonny Crockett was slinging 10mm from the brand 10 on Miami Vice. And that, however, was short-lived. They ordered 10,000 Smith & Wesson 1076 pistols, but only accepted 2,400. Before canceling the contract due to parts breaking during routine training and qualifying. Additionally, the agents discovered that the power packing round meant massive recoil that left wrists obliterated after shooting. The fallout of that cancellation had a trickle-down effect as gun makers on the civilian side pulled the plug on their 10mm offerings. Colt stopped making the Delta Elite in 10, which is a crying shame, due to lagging sales. Despite that, small cadre of people hung on to that, hoping one day it would return. And then there's the 44 Special. Now, the wrist-wrecking recoil of the full-power loads was plagued the 10mm. The 44 Special's undoing came from its successor. The RIM 44 Special cartridge was originally introduced in the 1900s by Smith & Wesson. Based upon the 44 Russian cartridge, they lengthened the Russian's case and paired it with smokeless powder for the .44 hand ejector first model New Century double action revolver. It was a favorite because of its accurate yet low recoil shooting. And it was very successful up until the mid-1950s when the souped-up .44 Magnum usurped the Special Load. The .44 Special didn't stand a chance next to the newer Load, which packed serious stopping power and eventually forced the Special out of production, at least for a while. So much like the 10mm, the .44 Special was never truly eradicated. A few dedicated fans hung on to the older round. Now they have new life. As gun makers breathe new life into these older calibers, Ruger's Mark Gurney told Guns.com that a lot of people have been waiting a long time for this. It was a need going unanswered because they announced the return of the .44 Special in their GP100 revolver line in December 2016. It is still capable. It's a very capable round. It's easy to shoot. It's fun. It doesn't tear you up. The GP100 is a very tough gun, very tough pistol. Shooters that were once turned off by the Special and the 10mm cartridges simply because they could get 9 and 45 ACP much cheaper. Now, as these prices fluctuate and prices are all around more expensive, they've returned, going back to the non-standard rounds. But it's not all down to ammo, at least not for the 10mm. We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Welcome back. I got a very good email just now. Forgive me. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, I've been talking about this for a couple of years now. I've been talking about Sweden. And I saw where they got out there and Trump basically said what what we've heard reported out of Sweden about the 55 no-go zones and all this other stuff. And he did that on Twitter, I think. And you would have thought that there was no basis at all for this. Then we get this, a social media post from a Swedish police investigator, laid validation at the feet of the United States president. He said Trump's comments during a Florida campaign rally on Saturday, which some took as a misstatement about a supposed terror attack, dovetail with what spring air has been seeing during a typical week in Örebro, Sweden. Speaking from Melbourne, Florida on Friday, the president stated, "You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden. Who would believe this? Sweden. They took in large numbers. They're having problems like they've never thought possible. What have they had? Five rapes, three assaults, a pair of extortions, blackmail, an attempted murder, violence against police, and a robbery made up their caseload for a five-day period earlier this month, according to a February 3rd Facebook post that was written by this police officer. Suspects were all from Muslim-majority countries. Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Turkey, save one Swedish man nabbed in a drug-related case. This morning, Tucker Carlson joined Fox and Friends to further clarify the issue, saying it seems like we may be missing the point of the story, which is there has been a massive social cost associated with the refugee policies and the immigration policies of Western Europe. 50 years of immigration policy is coming to flower in Europe, and we're not paying any attention. We're not drawing any of the obvious lessons here. It is not working, and that's the real point here. In a Facebook post on February 3rd, 2016, police investigator Peter Springer shared his extreme displeasure with what was happening to his country after accepting hordes of Muslim immigrants. "I'm so effing tired. What I Well, right here below is not politically correct, but I don't care. What I'm going to promote, you all taxpayers, is prohibited to peddle for estate employees. That tends to drive in a non-career and a non-individual pay. Even though it's true, I don't care about all of this. We'll soon retire after 47 years in this activity. I am now in every week to explain in detail what for employing me as the investigator's investigator on course MCU police in Orebro. It's not going to be good with the opinion of other leftist criminologists' perception in the general debate. Our pensioners is on their knees. The school's a mess. Healthcare is an inferno. We all know why, but no one dares wants to peddle the reason due to the fact that Sweden always lives on the myth of prudes, ultimate society, who have... and it goes on and on and on and on. Last month, the police chief of the southern Swedish city of Malmo issued a desperate plea for help curtailing a plague of attempted murders, beatings, and rapes. About 32% of Malmo's occupants are migrants, although it's not clear what role migrants play in the crime wave. Chief Stefan Sanetas wrote, "We cannot do it on our own." Currently, Sweden's terror threat level is elevated, and authorities report at least 300 Swedish nationals have already traveled to Syria and Iraq intent on receiving jihadi training. And we're still having protests to try to welcome all the Islamists in that we can, all the immigrants that we can. We just don't never get enough Islamists. Notice how nobody wants to talk. All of a sudden, there's no no-go zones. They have zones in Sweden where the cops won't go. And if they accidentally go in there, they have to fight their way back out. And they're doing nothing. This report, listen. I mean, this report of at least 300 Swedish nationals going to Syria and Iraq to receive jihadi training, why wouldn't, and, you know, I'm asking this in all seriousness, as a military person, if you've got people going to become combatants and they come back as combatants, why would you let them hit the soil? Why would you let them get where they're going? Now, I'm sure somebody's going to say, well, what about the due process, Bill? What about, well, you know, most people don't, I don't know of any, I know no one who has been to jihadi training. And I suspect most of the people that go to jihadi training want to do some jihadi things, which means, you know, killing people, killing infidels. That's a jihadi thing. So that's the problem. And that part of it is, for some reason, it's not getting brought up. It's not getting brought up. We're living in a very convoluted world today. And as, you know, when Trump was saying all of this stuff, where's that at? It's almost like it was on cue. They started having some rioting over in Sweden. Where was that at? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Breakout in Stockholm. Right now they're trying while they've been trying to claim that their crime statistics are not spiraling, there's this area called Rinkeby, which is a known problem area in Stockholm. And, well, the riots broke out. As soon as all of this came out, the rioting began. Lots of cars burnt. Lots of things destroyed. Almost like they've been doing this for a while. So, that's going to be an issue. That's going to be a big issue. These no-go zones, any country that allows somebody to come in and set up a no-go zone in their country, they're idiots. And yet we have them here, too. We have Dearborn. Yeah. Parts of Minnesota are quickly becoming that. We can't have it. We cannot have it. It's just that simple. Because if we don't do something about it now, we're going to have to do something about it later. Now, if you don't want to get involved in any sort of combative exercise, then maybe you should think about just let's do something like, let's just get them out of the country. They don't have a right to be here. Do you get that? Our Constitution does not protect them. It protects us. We're the citizens of the country. They are not. And if they're out here and they're in these enclaves where nobody can go and where they're doing the Sharia, that's a pretty good sign. That is a great, great sign, in fact. So, like I'm saying, we can do some. It's like the Fram oil filter commercial. We can pay for it now, or we can pay for it later. And if we pay for it later, it's going to be bad. It's not going to be impossible, but it is going to be bad. Coming up next, I'm going to be joined by Roger Katz and Stephen Dandrilli. We're going to talk a little bit about fake news. We're going to talk a little bit about Sweden. Stephen was just somewhere where he was with a bunch of Swede expats, and you know, we can get firsthand information from those guys. Of course, they're not going to be with us, so it'll be secondhand, but you know what I'm saying. And in the third hour, I'm going to tell you about a contest that we've got coming up. It's about to start Saturday. So that's coming up in the third hour. So everybody hold tight. Next up, Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.